everybody. Welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Marie Larson.
Where's Mike Brown?
Skipping.
Actually, you know where he is. He's in Indiana right now.
He is.
Yeah, they're going on like around the country trip, like all the way to Colorado. And so as my second graders would say, like, oh, he's in Colorado? Well, if I see him, I'll say hi. Right?
Yeah.
So if you're in Colorado, say hi to Mike.
Say hi to Mike.
Yeah. So Mike is not with us for this, but we want to do a mini cast. We're actually recording live in my dining room.
I know. Happy summer.
I know.
Happy summer location.
It is. This is our special summer location.
Yeah.
And I texted Marie and I was like, we need to do a podcast on the Seesaw updates because they are amazing. And you already know out there, listeners, that Seesaw is one of our favorite apps.
Mm-hmm.
And they just made it a ton better. So if you're already using it, we'll talk about some of the things you might see that are different. And if you're not using it, you need to check it out and see what it can do to really help out in your classroom. And really all the way through high school. I don't know why this app kind of gets this vibe. Like, it could only work for elementary kids. It's like, man, this is...
No, it's such an easy platform. And I think, you know, super applicable.
Yeah.
K-12.
Big time. So let me go over some of the bigger points of this update, and then I'll let you kind of mess with it, Marie. So I've got my iPad open so that Marie can kind of mess with this as we go.
You're going to teach, and you're going to, like, blow my mind.
That's right.
I'll be the hype woman for this.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, you can give us your honest opinions. It's like those reaction videos.
This is live.
Yeah,
it's
the reaction
life.
Videos people do on YouTube where they listen to a story or a song and they're like, oh, watch my face as I listen to this. Yeah, it's kind of like
that.
You
can't watch my face, though.
No, well, that's all right.
I'll describe it.
Yeah. So the big update to Seesaw was with they call it their Creative Canvas, which is like where you draw, record, add pictures, all those kind of things that you were able to do before. And here's some of the main points that they added. Number one, they added these updates all around to every platform. So whether you're using Chromebook, iPad, laptop, whatever, these updates we're going to talk about will work for you, which is huge because before iPad had all the features.
Right.
Yeah. And like Chromebook and some other platforms were lagging behind. So the first thing is when you open it, you'll notice. So let's go ahead and open it. And, you know, you'll post to student journal like you normally would.
Well, even that looks different.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, the interface looks different. So they have the same choices of like photo, drawing, video. But when you go to the drawing interface, you'll notice first there's different pens down at the bottom.
Which is very cool.
Yeah.
I'm already thinking of ways to use the highlighter.
Yeah,
that is very cool.
Yeah, so they have a highlighter. They have a marker that was just like before. They have a pencil. They have this kind of glowy... marker, which is kind of a neat marker, and then an eraser. So a little more options to get creative. Like,
mm-hmm.
if your kids want to draw a picture,
mm-hmm.
a little more creative than before where it was mainly just all about the marker. And you can still change colors. Just they have a little color slider over the side. You can change the colors you want to draw in just like before. Okay. The next thing is just the text. When you add labels, it looks about the same-ish, but... Like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was like, it looks a little bit more, like, it looks easier to navigate.
It is. It's very much more, I'm glad you said that. They streamlined how this looks so that for, you know, when you have younger kids using this, there's not a million options for everything. So when you type something in, you'll notice you can still move them around. Now, with this new canvas, if you're on an iPad, you can actually do the two-finger pinch and swipe and all
which
that
is
now.
Nice because I think a lot of people who use, you know, Apple products do that automatically. So
yeah.
It's nice that that's there.
So whether it's with the pictures or the labels, you can now do the pinch and zoom with two fingers. You can still change the color by the slider.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I love this one too. You can duplicate. So if you tap on the three dots,
that's nice.
You can duplicate something. So if you were making a sort and you wanted all of your labels to look the same and be the same size,
yes.
you can duplicate them and just change the word inside or, you know, just makes it easy. So the workflow, I think, is so much quicker and easier than before. So the microphone is about the same. As with before, you can record while you talk, while you draw. They just streamlined it now so that if you hit the microphone, you don't have to say, oh, and I want to draw while I do this, or I just wanted to hear my voice. You just go. And you start talking. Go ahead. Yeah, so you hit the microphone and you can draw, type, talk, all those things
just at once. Automatically.
Yeah, and you can move around the things that you have on there too, and you don't have to hit the label button anymore. So you can just tap on things, move them around while you talk. So while your kids are explaining their work, if they had a bunch of pictures on here or they had labels, they can move them around easily while they talk. You could do that before. It's just way easier now and more intuitive.
And it feels more streamlined at the bottom, too. Like, yeah. Like you said, I think intuitive is the best way to describe it. It's so much easier, and the visual at the bottom is a lot nicer.
Well, and people that are heavier Seesaw users, you might remember, like, if you wanted your kids to move labels around, they had to first tap label.
Yeah.
And then, like, pretend like they were going to type something. And not anymore. They basically have this little hand. It's right down by the pencils and all the crayons or all the markers and things. And when you tap on that, that means I want to move things around, not draw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a nice added feature. Now, here's the big one I think that most teachers have been asking for. When you tap on the camera, go ahead and upload something from the camera roll. Okay, so when you go to the camera roll now, you can select multiple pictures. So you can select, like, I've tried 10, and it worked just fine. I don't know what the multiple is. Oh, it's 10.
There you go.
So you can do 10, and then tap on the check mark, and it puts all 10 photos.
Oh, you can make like a collage. That's very cool.
Isn't that neat? And you can still use your two fingers.
That's genuine excitement. Did you hear it?
It was. So you can use your two fingers to zoom and make them smaller, pinch to make them smaller, and then go wide to make them bigger. And you can turn them all with your fingers. Now, if you are on a Chromebook or laptop, it's the same as it was before to resize or to rotate pictures. Now, you'll notice too, Marie, that below the picture, there's three dots.
Yeah.
And if you're familiar with the Seesaw, the three dots are always the way you want to do more options. Now, you can take the pictures and you can put them in front of pictures or in back of pictures, which is important in collages.
Yep.
You can duplicate pictures, which is great, and then you can delete them. So pretty basic options.
But this is so nice because I think a lot of the times I would have my kids do something in PicCollage to put into Seesaw because this wasn't an option. You couldn't load pictures like this. So this is very cool. So
yeah.
Streamlining.
And the nice thing with this is this comes with a free version of Seesaw. So if you wanted to buy PicEDU or PicCollage, that's I think it's a $2 app, maybe a $1 app. Some people do not have the budget for that. So PicCollage can still do more than this can. But, like, think about the possibilities. Right. You could have for, like, shape sort, you could have kids go around and take, like, 10 different pictures of things around the room, put those pictures in here,
and
sort them.
And it's all in Seesaw, which is nice.
It is. Isn't that cool?
That's, like, that's my current favorite thing.
Is that your
about
current favorite
it?
Thing? And you can draw right over the pictures and everything like that. Yeah. So once you have your pictures in there, you can draw right over the top of them, or circle or highlight, which is nice, too.
Cool.
I'm also getting ideas for, like, books. Like, you can take multiple pictures of pages. Highlight favorite parts, do a flow chart, which actually gets me to the next part. So along with adding pictures, if you tap on the three dots, it'll say shapes and backgrounds. Now the backgrounds are very basic. They're just colored backgrounds. You can use a picture as your background if you wanted to. But they also added shapes. So if you want to do some kind of flow charts or things like that, you have all the basic shapes you'll need. Right? They have, and also look down at the bottom, Marie. You'll notice they have hundreds, tens, and ones.
There's pattern blocks.
Yeah, for base 10, pattern blocks. They have like speech bubbles. So a lot of creative things that just open it up so that kids can do way more than just type.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was turning a little bit into the teacher tells you what to do and then you type something out. The only way you could really get creative, I felt, was like through drawing or emojis, where now you have so much more to choose from.
Well, like I said, a lot of like where I would send kids to other apps for things like that is now right in Seesaw, which is very cool. Like Book Creator, I keep thinking about shapes, like, you know what I mean? Things like that.
Yes.
That's cool that it's all there.
Yeah. So if we're thinking about possibilities now, like what could you do that you couldn't do before? What I would say first is that this works with Seesaw activities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as the teacher, you could create something as a template with all the pictures already in it, share it with your kids.
Create a flowchart template, that's cool.
Where before, you would have to count on your kids to take the pictures of it, put them into PicCollage. There's like so many steps.
Yes.
Where now, it's just streamlined, and you're like, hey, do this, add them in here. Or I've already put the pictures in there for you, created an activity, and then you do it. And if you're not familiar with Seesaw as much, an activity is just basically something where you can put the directions in there and then you create a template for your kids. Mm-hmm. They manipulate your template, however that is, and then turn it back into you. Mm-hmm. So there's a million possibilities. I was thinking just off the top of my head, you could have, like, in kindergarten, you could do pictures of different things and have the kids move them around and sort them.
Oh, yeah, sort, put in order.
Or by vowel or whatever. And your kids could do that with pictures. With the base 10 blocks, you could have them moving those all.
Make patterns. Yeah. You can have them doing... There's math symbols in there, too.
Yep. So tons of opportunities for creativity there. I mean, I just like that there's just really endless possibilities of what you could do with this. The other thing I was thinking about is using this as a live mirror for teaching.
Yeah.
So an example of this, for people that would like to do something where you're using your smart board or your projector and you want kids to see what you're doing on your computer screen, you can have a picture as your background. You can be pointing at it, drawing on it, highlighting things, and it's all up on your projector. So you could use this as a way...
to model.
Yeah, to draw and model.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool? I was thinking of that as a possibility. And then beyond that, just having kids explain their thinking now,
mm-hmm.
right? So many ways for them to explain their thinking where before... it was tough.
Well, and I think we talk so much about have student choice and how they, you know, present things to us. And I think this offers so many more options for different ways kids think about stuff.
Now, I put an example on the Teachers Talking Tech YouTube site. So if you go to our YouTube page and just search for Teachers Talking Tech on YouTube, this will be the latest video. It's a 5-minute walkthrough of the changes, how to, move things around and all those things. And I just love it that no matter what kind of a user you are, whether you're Chromebook, iPad, whatever,
that's nice.
You can use those directions and you can follow them. So you can always go there as a resource. If you had questions or you're having trouble picturing what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
all that is right there for you. All right. Okay. Well, that's the Seesaw update.
Man, yeah, super awesome? Cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the fall. For those of you who are in school right now, be curious to see how it goes with your kids. I mean, kids love all that kind of more creativity and more options.
Yeah, I think
always
options.
A win, right? And Mike Brown, maybe he'll download this on his vacation.
Maybe he'll listen to us in the car.
That'll be so cool.
Wouldn't it be good?
They're like right now, they're going by like the world's biggest ball of yarn. Or something like that, or they stopped at a, you know.
To like the soothing sound of our voices.
You know what? I think that the kids and his wife would totally dig listen to this podcast.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right? I mean, and I'm over here in summer just like enjoying eating lunch for like more than 5 minutes and taking longer bathroom breaks.
Yeah, right? You don't have to run to the bathroom and run back out and see like what happened. And I know it's a hard transition, like eating slowly.
Yeah.
So like shoveling food in your face and, you know, trying to get it as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Well, happy summer to us. Woo! And by the way, there will be some more podcasts coming. I have a couple cool interviews coming up. And they'll probably just be solo projects, or maybe I'll get Marie to come over again, or we'll, you know, do via Skype.
Or maybe we'll let Mike Brown back. Maybe.
Well, we're not waiting around for his being long vacation. You know, we got things to do.
Exactly.
You know, some people work for a living. Even on podcasts, they don't get paid for.
Exactly. It's hard work.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And of course, if you have questions or show ideas, anything, please contact us.
Or try this out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let us know
what are your thoughts? You can contact us through Facebook. Just search for Teachers Talking Tech. You can send us an email at teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com, or you can get a hold of us through Twitter at @teachthemtech. All right. Well, we hope this helped you out, and we'll see you soon. This is Eric Robinson.
I'm Marie Larson.
See ya.